Yes, good morning again. This is Daniel King from Mannheim. I'd like to continue this morning on the thought of yesterday about the children of Israel being in the bondage, finding themselves in the bondage of, under the bondage of Egypt and Pharaoh and the whips and the burdens and the cruel taskmasters and the forced labor and impossibility to achieve or accomplish or to really find approval with the Egyptians. I would like to point out here as we attempt to accomplish this in our own strength, I would like to also point out Moses here. Moses was one of the Hebrew children, or the men Hebrew children, that escaped death. They had, the Egyptians were killing the men, children that were being born, throwing them into the river and so on. And Moses was one of them who escaped that, and you're probably all familiar with the story how that he was hid in a basket in the bulrushes, and then Pharaoh's daughter came and found him there and then opened up the basket and saw the baby boy and saw that he was beautiful and wanted him for his own son, for her own son. And so then Miriam was there and ran up and offered to find a mother to nurse this baby boy until he's old enough to be with Pharaoh's daughter. And she agreed to that, probably not knowing that this was actually Moses' sister and that Miriam would be getting Moses' very own mother. But in that way, he was raised by his mother or as a child, and then he was put into Pharaoh's house as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And so that's how he grew up. He grew up with the luxuries of Egypt. He grew up with a prominent place and a position and basically having everything he wanted. But what we see here is Moses, I think it reads there in Hebrews maybe, I'm not sure, but it talks about how that Moses is a picture of not loving this world, but rather choosing to be afflicted with the children of God. And it's a beautiful picture there about how Moses did not love this world, but he rather chose to be afflicted with the people of God. In other words, that was something that God honored. So, however, there's something that needed to happen to Moses here. And as we see in, if I can find it here, yeah, here it is, and it's in Exodus 2, verse 11. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, there was nobody looking, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. So what we see there is Moses was actually an Egyptian himself. He could have just indulged in that. He was not under the whip of the taskmasters at that point. So it's interesting that he, of his own choice, wanted to identify with the children of Israel. In other words, he was actually protecting them. And that's a good cause. That's a good place to start out. However, if we realize here what he was trying to do is deliver the children of Israel with his own fleshly power. And that did not work. And God did have something in mind for Moses, and he wanted to use him. But there's something that happened that needed to happen in Moses' heart in order for him to be the one to lead them out. So, and as the story goes there, through another incident, he tried to straighten out a fight between two Hebrews. I think it was the next day that they accused him of what he did there with the Egyptians and said, "Are you going to kill one of us as well?" And said, "You know, who made you a judge over us?" So it does appear like there was some, you know, that if we go in the flesh, if we attempt to do things in the flesh, whether it's to be delivered out of bondage ourselves or to help other people out of bondage, it doesn't come out right. You know, and I have to think of what I touched on yesterday morning on the fact that Satan is more powerful than we are. The Egyptians are more powerful than the children of Israel were. And there's just no way that you can overpower and overcome things in your own strength. You might be able to successfully overcome and actually get rid of the bad fruit that's coming in your life, but that has nothing to do with the root that's still in your heart. If you know what I mean, if a tree is producing bad fruit and there's these obvious signs or sins that's coming out of your life, we might be able to successfully, you know, quick get rid of the fruit and make the tree look decently good in our own strength, but we can't get rid of the inner root that's producing the fruit. That can only be done through a hand that is mightier than both us and the taskmasters that are over us, which is sin and Satan. So Moses, after that, needed to go into the wilderness and was taking care of sheep for 40 years until God called him again and used him in a mighty way to deliver the children of Israel. So that was kind of a thought I wanted to put in there. That would be more along the lines of someone who has a burden for the oppressed people. That wouldn't, the thought about Moses there is not so much the oppressed people that are looking for freedom, but it's rather for those that have a burden for the oppressed people, because Moses himself, in this allegory or this parallel, if you think about it, he himself was not oppressed, but he identified with them because he wanted to help them. And those are two situations there that are very common in our age today, as we you know, seek to be faithful in our calling to help deliver those that are under the bondages of sin. That we need to realize that it's not us that delivers them, but rather it's God's power in us. If we're a Christian and we are involved in the work of God, it's God's power within us. And we need to realize that except God does the work and except God is with us, we will be completely handicapped and will not be able to help others out of bondage. So I would like to continue tomorrow back to the thought about the children of Israel and their situation there that they were in, and some of the thoughts there on how they were delivered. God bless you.